little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So I'm going to move on to a different scenario for renal colic. So we've got a different patient presenting, and it's going to be a younger chap called Neil. I'm going to ask Neil some questions to get a better feel for what might be going on with this pain, and to get a better feel for, could this be renal colic or could it be something similar to that? Neil, you sound as if you've been a bit poorly with this. Have you ever vomited with this pain?
Yeah, I was sick this morning.
What about your waterworks? Are you able to pass urine all right?
It's very painful.
It's painful when you're passing urine, okay. How many times are you going a day for a wee?
Probably about three.
Okay. But it's sore actually when you pee.
Well, it's just more that the pain's sort of in my tummy and in my groins. I mean, it's just there all the time, but it seems to be really pretty bad if I try and go to the toilet.
So the pain in your tummy's worse. It's not pain in your penis when you're passing urine then?
Probably more in my sort of tummy, my groins.
Okay. Have you had any fever at all?
I've been sweating a lot.
Sweating maybe with the pain, but not necessarily with fever.
Yeah, I don't know really. Okay. I mean, with the vomiting, I was sweating.
I'd like to examine your tummy now, if that's okay, and we'll check your pulse and we'll check your temperature, if that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
So there's quite a lot of information that potentially you could provide to Neil on the basis of the symptoms that he's getting. I'll leave the listeners to read the provide information, but we're just going to share some information at this stage to Neil. And Neil, we're pretty sure, has got kidney stones. Neil, most people will pass a stone within a week. So 86% of people with colic like you've got, the renal colic problem that you've got, will pass it within a week. But a small number might take a little bit longer than that. But since you're still having pain, it may be worthwhile me giving you a tablet to help you to get that stone to pass.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned already that you're not vomiting with the pain, so it might be reasonable in the first instance to see how you go. But if you do find that you continue to vomit, then perhaps we ought to be thinking about sending you into hospital so that we can make sure that you get medicine on board and that you feel a bit better. Does that sound like a reasonable plan in the first instance?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perhaps you'd be happy to pee through a sieve to try and collect a stone from there, because it'd be helpful to send that off to the lab, because that might change what we do for you in the future.
All right, okay.
Does that sound doable?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So there's a bit more information that goes along with the provide, and we've not given full information to Neil about the investigations that we're asking him to do, but we'll leave it to you to read about that. Perhaps we could safety net Neil, because Neil's not been in such severe pain that we've had to give him an injection for this. We've given him some anti-inflammatory painkillers, some naproxen to help him with his pain. And on the basis that he's still getting pain, we've also asked him to take a tablet called terazosin, an alpha blocker, to try and encourage his stone to pass a bit faster. And Neil's quite happy to do that until he passes his stone. So we're just going to safety net Neil now.
Yeah, okay, Neil. So let me see you again if you're still in pain next week, okay? And if we really can't control your pain, it's sometimes worth admitting you to hospital, particularly if you're vomiting again like you were this morning. Is that okay for you to get in touch with us urgently if that's happening?
Yeah, okay. So if I'm vomiting, I'll get in touch with you more urgently, or if I'm in a lot more pain. So I might need to think about going to hospital. Is that about right?
Yeah.
So we probably negotiate with Neil that we want to do some investigations at this stage. Either they can be done as an inpatient if he's particularly poorly, or we can order these days as a GP. So probably we'll want to do some basic blood tests, including a kidney function test, calcium and uric acid. And we want to do a CT scan of his abdomen looking for stones in the kidneys, which we can now order in most areas in general practice these days. And we'd probably provide him with more information about prevention of kidney stones. I guess the most important aspect of that is making sure that he keeps up his fluid intake. But there are other simple pieces of advice that you might want to share with him, depending on where he's at. Or you could signpost him to a self-help tool or a patient information leaflet to highlight certain aspects in his diet that he might want to adapt.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.